Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. COVID-19 disruption presents us with two choices, to turn inside or turn inside out. One's natural tendency is to turn inward, to circle the wagons in a defense posture, to exclude more in order to preserve less. Such threats quickly pivot us towards survival, yet the singular posture of survival is exactly what might be one's demise. So many organizations have pivoted to survival these past many weeks and have sandbagged company borders in order to attempt to save the assets. By and large, most have been successful. The begging question is, so now what? Will you remain in this posture or take the risk of turning inside out towards wholly new transformative actions targeting reinvention? Well, here's a few examples. There's the example of Patagonia, the outdoor clothing and gear company, who has made multiple counterintuitive decisions over the past 30 years. Turning themselves inside out with each decision has come tremendous growth and market favor. As a company that stands behind its values with pragmatic action, Patagonia does good and does well. One of their counterintuitive moves is in giving their research and development findings away to competitors, from REI to North Face and others, even to Walmart. Patagonia shares its R&D findings to drive better, more effective environmental outcomes. And in so doing, they have become the darling, the top brand for outdoor and environmentally conscious people worldwide. Well, then there's the example, the strange one, of Zappos, who paid employees to quit. This resulted in quickly off-ramping those not committed to the mission while creating an ambitious culture of commitment to everything the company stood for. Another counterintuitive move that paid off well. I'm wondering what counterintuitive moves the built environment industry stakeholders can make that will vault them out of the traditional feast and famine economic cycle to a strong, solid, and predictable recurring revenue trend. When will the most invested firms in R&D start giving away their discoveries to attract even greater ones? Will the promise of authentic open source ever find enough volume of contribution in this industry that will transform the broken business practices of this industry? In the practice of architecture, we estimate 80% of the operational struggles firms deal with are non-differentiating. That is to say, 80% of everything most firms struggle with in their day-to-day operations are the same 80% their competitors are struggling with. Finding solutions will not give one firm a differentiating advantage over others, yet by sharing solutions, collaborating to find solutions, every firm will raise the bar for the industry and distant the industry from fragmentation to a new unified value as a profession. Well, I had a neighbor who told me a funny story about dogs coming into his kitchen. Apparently, his back door was somehow warped, and upon closing, the warp would eventually pop the latch and leave the door open without the homeowner even being aware of it. Well, it so happens that after he had prepared a gorgeous lunch of grilled steaks from the outdoor grill and had brought them inside, he went upstairs to wash up. And it's at that point a couple of dogs from the neighborhood came into the back door and literally ate his lunch. When he came downstairs, all he found was the platter on the floor and nothing else. What's even funnier is that this happened to him twice before he figured out the backdoor problem. It so happens that we keep trying to do everything in silos and honestly rarely get anywhere satisfactorily in dealing with the 80% problem. So we leave this mess to outsiders to figure it out, develop solutions, and then sell them back to us at exorbitant prices. In other words, we keep leaving the back door open, and outside dogs are stealing our lunch. At Design Intelligence, we've been discussing establishing an open pursuit, open source, vital laboratory where firms can participate together to drive new solutions for these 80% problems. Everyone who participates wins. Everyone. If intellectual property is discovered, then every one of the participants who own a piece, if sold or licensed, everyone would share in the reward. Everyone. Maybe it's time to start doing the counterintuitive and start sharing openly with one another. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.